The Captain Cook statues later, that comes in the 1930s, and was the result of a committee which was set up in the 1920s, wanted to do something to commemorate Captain Cook and the first circumnavigation of New Zealand. And Cook was, well, like the Duke of Wellington, you know, really kind of a hero of empire. But the statue itself is very, very interesting because the committee was trying to raise money. And on the committee, there's this man called Barnett, and nobody really, probably everybody knew, but nobody was going to say, he was actually a bookie. And he was a very wealthy man. And so they were trying to scratch up contributions from the Navy League and various places. And he said, oh, I'll be blowed, and I'll write you a check for the whole amount. So gambling paid for the statue. But the great thing is that they commissioned a local man to carve it, William Trithewey, New Zealand's unsung Michelangelo, a very talented carver in marble. So they commissioned him to do Captain Cook. And he first of all made a clay model and then used that as a guide to carve the big block of Carrara marble brought out from Italy. And it is an absolutely superb statue. It's a really wonderful puppet, one of the best in New Zealand, I think.